This is New England Public Radio. Hampden County in western Massachusetts has the sixth highest rate in the state for COVID-19 cases, but it has the highest rate of deaths. That indicates people who contract the virus in Hampden County are, on average, more likely to die from it than elsewhere in the state. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown explores possible reasons why.
When community organizers at Arise for Social Justice read early news reports of the coronavirus, they didn't know how to prepare.
There wasn't enough anticipation of what the impact was going to be.
Tanisha Arena is executive director of the Springfield Anti-Poverty Group.
I don't know if that's because we were somehow blindly hoping that the safety net of government was going to stop it from becoming what it now is.
But she knew the population they served was likely to be affected more than others, because that's always what happens. Springfield is the biggest city in Hampden County. The county is one of the state's poorest. It has the second highest percentage of people of color in Massachusetts. And within the county, Black people earn, on average, about half the income of white people. Hispanics, even less.
Our community experiences, I guess I would say, micro pandemics every day.
Health data shows people of color in Hampden County have higher rates of asthma from mold and air pollution, less access to health care or even good nutrition, and are more likely to have heart disease, chronic lung disease, and diabetes. Given that underlying health conditions make COVID-19 more dangerous, Arena is not surprised Hampden County has the state's highest death rate from the virus.
The health disparities that were already there, I think, are amplified. You know, what healthcare looks like, you know, in our country and in our communities for folks who are poor and lower income, it was already bad. And now it's really bad.
At this point, we don't know how many Black and Hispanic people are dying of COVID-19 in Hampden County. Statewide, the racial data is missing for about half the deaths.
I'm going to walk over to the map because I think that...
At a recent briefing, Springfield's health commissioner, Helen Colton Harris, pointed to a map showing the COVID-19 hotspots tend to be in zip codes with mostly low-income people of color. But she says the city does not yet know the specifics on who died.
To say we really don't have a true ethnic picture of race and ethnicity for those deaths based on the large number that is unknown or missing.
I can tell you, the Black people that I know in Springfield all have a friend or a family member who has died, whereas the white people that I know, you know, it's much sparser.
Catherine Rattay does population research at the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, which ranks health outcomes for all 14 Massachusetts counties every year. She says Hampden always comes in last, which she attributes largely to systemic racism. Her colleague, Douglas Hall, points out that many low-income people of color also have a harder time avoiding the virus to begin with.
They're still the ones that are on those front lines, driving those buses, working those cash registers in our grocery stores. And so that puts them, you know, obviously exposes into a greater level of risk.
And so do generally denser neighborhoods and more crowded housing. But on top of economic and health disparities, analysts say what likely pushed Hampden County to the highest rank in the state's COVID deaths is nursing home spread. The county has 15 nursing homes where at least 30 people contracted the virus, according to state data. The Soldiers' Home in Holyoke had more than 70 deaths alone. Sarah Fortune is with the Harvard School of Public Health.
Obviously, we have to be working very hard on our nursing homes and senior facilities. It's just a terrible vulnerability.
By comparison, nearby Hampshire County, which has one of the state's lowest death rates, only had 3 nursing homes with 30 or more cases. Hampshire County also has a whiter and more highly educated population that Fortune expects can more easily work from home.
I think that it's very important to understand who is really bearing the burden and the risk of this infection and be focusing our resources in those communities.
Tanisha Arena of Arise for Social Justice goes one further. She'd like resources to keep going to vulnerable communities well after the pandemic. For instance, keep retail wages at the higher rate offered during the crisis and address the factors that keep people of color in substandard housing or polluted environments.
but who's listening? Like, who's really making those changes? Because this has shown us, at least from my vantage point, that there are systemic and institutional things that really don't work and need to change.
Arena says she doesn't know if any of Arise's regulars have died of COVID-19 because the organization is not considered essential and had to close. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.